get it wrong. They gonna hear all that, so we could. They know we had these technical difficulties anyway.
You gotta love technology, man.
Gotta love it. Like I said, man, we stated earlier, man, we got a special guest in here today, man. An up-and-coming artist in the DMV area. You know what I mean? We try to bring in that new feel, that new energy into the scene on both sides. You know what I'm saying? His music and the pub, we trying to bring that new energy into the States, man, out into our little local area. But today we got Sir Geech in our building, bro.
Sir Geech!
I appreciate it. That was a great introduction. First, just want to say thank you guys for allowing me to do my very first interview and just let me being able to just speak on your platform. I appreciate you guys a lot. I love what you guys are doing here. And you already know BBK. You already know you the guy, man. So I appreciate
it. I appreciate you coming on here, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is we've been doing the podcast, but as far as interviewing, man, no cap, you the second person we interviewed.
Oh wow.
Look at that. Not gonna lie to you. Yeah, this your first time? You all second time.
All right.
Didn't even know that this was your first time. So
yeah.
You know, but again, man, we happy that you the platform as a safe space, and a beautiful platform as a space to it's a good area for you to get out, for more people to hear you, for more people to see you, for more people to know what you're about.
Unfiltered, bro.
You know I'm unfiltered. You already know the vibe.
You know what I mean? Yeah, this unfilteredness right here. So this ain't none of that. For kids, no, this is unfiltered, this is raw.
You don't have to be politically correct on here
at all.
Raw,
bro.
Authentic, truth.
Yeah, we want, you know what I'm saying? We want you. We don't want no for you.
You're gonna get me, don't worry.
So I feel it, man. So, you know, let's go ahead and start diving in, bro. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna pick your brain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Figure out a couple things you've done.
Absolutely.
So, off Bucks, first question we gotta ask.
Okay.
What made you get into the music scene?
So, what made me into the music scene? Just growing up, music has always been like a huge part of my life. No one in my family did music, but I was always a person had my headphones in class. I would listen to music before I go to sleep. And then as I got older, I started to venture off to different type of artists, different genres, so on and so forth. I didn't start making music until I was in college. The first beat I ever made was in 2017. And how the journey started, man, like, if I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man, I came home drunk from the bar one night, and I was just sitting in my room, couldn't go to fuck to sleep, and I was like, man, you know what? I wonder how people make beats. So I did the whole YouTube dive, and from there, I got the necessary equipment that I needed, and I kind of just went at it, just watching tutorials and taking notes and so on and so forth. When I first started, I strictly just wanted to do producing, and then as I started making beats and I'm hearing other people, you know, they're rapping and making, you know, they're making their own music, I'm like, you know what? Let me just try my hand at rapping too. Let me try my hand at creating an actual song from point A to point B. And now I'm here. I'm still really new, honestly. Like I said, my first beat was in 2017. We're in 2021 now, so you know, I'm still consider myself a new, very, very new artist to the game. So, you know, that's how I got here.
100%, bro. You know, it's crazy, man. I respect it, because at that point, I feel like you became a student of the game.
Absolutely.
You get me? You took the time out to, you know what I mean, learn, get the equipment you needed, and even after you did it, you didn't dive in, you still kept looking and trying to get better and better and better. And I respect that, and it's crazy that you say that, you know, you new to it. I say it for me. I was new to the podcast and saying for me the big thing was Joe Budden.
Exactly.
Oh, everybody know about Joe Budden.
Huge fan of the pod. I hope my guys Roy and Maul come back.
Yeah, I'm telling you, but seeing that, and I always wanted to do one, but I didn't know what, and I'm listening to his, and I'm like, bro, I could do this.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So that's when I just started getting that information, started gaining that knowledge. I start looking in, and I'm like, yo, I can do this for sure. So from there, you know what I'm saying? I and it's crazy. I'm thinking it, and I was on Spotify on a game.
Okay.
You know how you ain't got the ad free Spotify, the ads pop up, and boom, it was like, hey, Anchor app where you can create a podcast home, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, you know, cookies is crazy, bro.
I'm like, what?
That should be wild.
I said, did that ad just pop? Then it played again, and I'm like, what? Alright, this is a sign. Mm-hmm. Let me go ahead and see what this about. And that's how we got to where we are now. 2 years later, you know what I mean? We pushing strong right now. Like you say you fairly new. I'm fairly new as well. You feel me?
Let's get a round of applause for 2 years, y'all.
Yeah, man. Hey, for sure. Yes, for sure, bro. Yes, sir.
Keep going strong.
Two and 4 years, bro. Exactly. He's working at it, man.
Keep going strong, man.
Working at it, bro. So, you know, with that being said, man, like I said, I know we've been peeping you. That's why it took a little minute. We've been peeping you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The type of music you put on, we've been peeping you. So we got asked, man, what was the process like putting together not only your first song, but putting together that first project?
Not only that first project, if you really pay attention to the timeline, you put out two albums, if I recall correctly.
That is correct.
So what went into that? Was that inspiration? Was that just flow of the moment?
I want him to break it down project by project type, like, you know what I'm saying? Because people go in.
Look, we can go.
Especially with you being so new, you see a lot of people put out singles, you see a lot of people put out EPs. You don't typically see somebody that's dropped, that made their first beat in 2017, come out 3 years later and drop two albums in the same year.
Yeah.
And not just two albums, say 10 tracks plus each.
So, I mean, I can take you to it. We can go back. I think the very first song ever written is still on my SoundCloud. It's called How You Been. That was one of the first songs that I actually wrote and recorded. So the thing is, how I kind of transitioned from just writing to making songs. I used to write kind of as an outlet. I used to write when I was in school, just write about how my day went, write how I'm feeling at the time, so on and so forth. And then I kind of slowly transitioned to like, okay, let me start making songs. So I would listen to something on YouTube and write to it, practice rapping and so on and so forth. And I kind of slowed down on that. And then that's when I, 2017 happened, started making beats, so on and so forth. So then one day I made this one beat and I was like, bro, this joint, like I'm just vibing right now. So I was like, let me just write it out. And that song happened to be How You Been. Like I said, it's still currently on my SoundCloud. Older equipment. So, first song, it's a little rough around the edges, but that's the thing that's beautiful about it. I keep all my music up because, people who decide to take that dive in my discography, they can see the growth. So that was the first song I read. Now, what happened was, I dropped a couple singles, but, I was kind of dropping songs. It really wasn't any, not content, but they weren't whole ideas. They were just like, in the moment, let me drop this song. So once I started getting comfortable with my beats, and this was around the end of 2019, I kind of loaded up on some beats and I was like, I'm going to just make a project. I got to make a project. So that's how Work in Progress, came into fruition. My whole idea was to just 2020, you have to drop a project. So I dropped, I dropped Work in Progress. It starts off with the plan and then it keeps going down, so on and so forth. And then I got to The Storm, and that was probably on that project, it's probably one of my favorite songs. And shout out to Recreation, that's another artist, he's in the DMV as well. I actually spoke with him the other day, and I told him, I was like, man, I heard one of your songs. And it just inspired me to just create the beat that I did. The song is called Distorted, if you guys want to check that out. Storm is a very dark beat, heavy bass. And, once I made that song, I was like, okay, now we have a good, strong bass. And now we can just surround music by it and let's create the project. So once I dropped Work in Progress, You know, I kind of took a little hiatus, and I started watching, you know, doing more research, just looking at other artists come up, so on and so forth. And I came across the story of Russ. And I'm not sure how in-depth you guys are with music, but, you know, Russ, he dropped about 10, 11 mixtapes before he even, you know, started getting, like, real good traction.
Mm. Was he an inspiration? I'm not trying to cut you off. Was he, that was another question I had for you. Like, was he an inspiration at any time for you? Because I was wondering, who inspires you?
Okay.
Okay. This type of music.
Okay, I can answer that real quick. In terms of the business side of thing, Russ is like that's kind of the structure that I want to mimic. Like, he's dropped so much music that, like, whenever someone's interested in him, like, they have so much content to go listen back to, you know what I mean?
Mm.
In terms of like what that does for monetization and stuff like that, like, you don't have to drop, like, for a while if he really doesn't want to, because his fans are always going to be fed, because there's so much music that you can just go back to at any point in time of the day. So in terms of, you know, why that was the reason why I decided to drop another project in 2020, because, like I said, originally it was just supposed to be work in progress, done, load up for 2021. That literally was the original plan, because I dropped that in April, so I would have had another 8 months to just load up on music. But I was like, you know what? Like, if you really want this the way that, you know, if you want to do what you want to do that you set your mind to, like, you have to go into another gear. So after seeing that, you know, watching that interview that I did, I was like, look, you just got to keep turning this music out, so on and so forth. And that's why I'm on the current structure that I am now. I've been dropping a song or an EP every month so far, 2021. And I am dropping something at the end of this month as well. But back to influence, one of my biggest influences is probably Party Next Door. Another person, good story, you know, and, you know, he's more of a behind the scenes guy. You know, he has his writing credentials, so on and so forth. That's really a person that I've connected to musically growing up. And then, you know, obviously the Drakes, the Weeknd's, Nav, I also love Nav. He has a great story as well. I really connect with, like, the Toronto artists only because that's like, sonically, that's a sound that my ear likes. But yeah, those are kind of my influences for sure. But yeah, I mean, that's why I'm dropping so much music, man. I just want to build that discography. So, you know, when someone does decide to check my music out, it's like, oh, he just has one song. Oh, he just has four songs. Like, no, I have two projects for you to dive into. I have four singles that have come in, that, well, one EP, then some singles that have came out this year, more music coming out. It's like, you're never going to get tired, because I'm always going to have something coming behind which you just finished listening to. So
nah, man, we respect that here for sure, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. I could say for the better part of 2020, I took, you know what I'm saying, a hiatus from this myself, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We're human at the end of the day. We go through things. We're all content creators here. Sometimes you can't get too wrapped up in your content. You got to take care of your personal stuff too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that happened. And then I say December, I think that's probably our busiest time. I think we did. I'm talking about, I think what we did, like, maybe, like, we were recording maybe three a week. And I'm just going. We're just going. We're going. We're dropping. And I'm just like, yeah, this is like, that was the most active I've been. And then coming into 2021, I would say, listen, we're going to drop a couple times a month now.
Okay.
Just to, you know what I'm saying, just to bring that consistency. And that, I can see that's what you're bringing to music. You know what I'm saying? It's a different gear you got to switch into in order to take yourself, but also take what you're building to another level.
Exactly.
And that's the mental part. The game, as I call it, the game. That's the mental part of staying in that mindset. But also, you can't, you know what I'm saying, you can't get too short-sighted. Remember, you got to take care of your other stuff, too. You feel me? So, I feel you on that, bro. The inspirations, I love it, bro. You feel me? I love the inspirations. I gotta say,
let's hear it.
We all got goals. We all got our reasons of what we want to get out of making it. You feel me? I see men, you know.
whatever making it might
be for. Right.
Okay. Yeah, understand.
So I gotta ask, and I'm gonna answer too, which I'm gonna answer after you.
Absolutely.
What do you want to happen for yourself, for you and those around you? What do you want? Like, where do you want to see yourself taking this?
I mean, for me personally, like, because you know, I'm sure we all work. You know, we all work our jobs. For me, it's having the ability to be financially free and provide for my family, doing something that I love, that I have passion for. That's part one of it. Part two of it is leaving an impact on this world. There's so many things that I want to do beyond business, you know, in terms of giving back to not only my hometown, to people in struggling situations. I just want to give back and be as selfless as I can be if God decides to give me the platform of being a musician on the larger scale. Fame really isn't the driver for me. The driver for me is leaving an impact on this world. Like, that's really like a big thing for me. Like just you know, just spitballing, you know, some of the things I want to do. Like, I want to provide better like softwares and stuff for, you know, the public schools back home in my county. I want to open up like a scholarship and stuff like that for kids back home and all across, you know, America and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, start some businesses, start some, you know, after school programs, so on and so forth. Like, it's so much larger than music. But I know that, you know, God gave me, you know, the ability to make this music, because music is just step one. You know what I mean? That's right. Honestly, step one, building that fan base, getting that exposure, so on and so forth. Then it's just like, okay, now we got the revenue from it, so you're now financially free. But instead of, you know, going blowing it on this car here, this chain here, da 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 da, you know, I want to give it back and just help people out, man. That's honestly, if I'm gonna be honest, that's all I really want to do, just help people out, leave a good impact, positive impact on the world.
I respect that, bro, and the reason I say I respect that too is because I got that same mindset, right? I had always said this, right? I watch people hate on just content in general. I've seen those haters not have content. You feel me? These are just people who just decided to hate on your stuff, whatever. Cool. We're not saying everybody's going to be a yes man. They're going to be haters. But my thing is this, though. They hate. To me, that energy you put in that hate, you could put it into something else and a better. You don't know what that content creator went through to push whatever they're pushing out. You never know that. You feel me? And I literally just want to create something to where, like, if I die, you're still going to hear my stuff. For years on after, you're still going to hear that stuff. You feel me? And that's how I always view what music, too. Like, man, you put up whatever, like, let's say you're gone tomorrow. Guess what? They can still hear your voice.
Rest in peace, DMX, man.
Facts.
Rest in peace, facts. DMX, man. Just that, and that's.
Good. I was going to say that in the beginning. Point. I was just like,
that gets to your point right there, man.
They going to hear your voice.
He dropped a lot of gems.
They
going to
hear your voice when you gone, bro. Exactly. You never know. One of your songs may get somebody through some trouble. You feel me? A podcast may get somebody for a better sense for their situation. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of things I see. I don't see the negative. I see the positive in this stuff. And that's what I always want to help people, bro. The main thing is, of course, we all want to be, like you said, financially free. You know what I'm saying? We got the things making money for us.
Exactly.
At that point, like you said, don't worry about the chains, the cars. You know what I'm saying? I want to take care of my people. You feel me? My guys, make sure they're good. And their people good. Take care of the community. Because like I said, I come from Baltimore, so you feel me? I've seen some bad shit. I've seen it. I've seen family members younger than me, like, didn't know their multiplication facts and they in high school. And I'm like, how the fuck did you get this far? Without knowing that, I knew that in the fifth grade.
Yeah, without the necessary resources.
Right. I want to give those. I want to show people, bro. I want to show black people. We could make it without having to be the best athlete. You feel me? It ain't gotta be no criminal, bro. There's different ways out here to get what you want. The biggest thing is you gotta put the work in. And that's just what I want to show people. I want to show people you gotta put that work in, bro. You gotta lay that groundwork in. If you really want something, put the work in, bro. But make sure you do everything the right way. So we'll pass to Andre.
All right.
Because you've been in the back, Andre. I know you got some questions.
Hey, man. So another great question that I would like to ask you is, and I like to ask a lot of people this, especially when they're in this position, is we know just based off of what you just got finished explaining to us, I don't feel like I really need to ask the question of what you would want your view to be in the public's eye, right? That kind of goes hand in hand. But what I would like to know is, do you put yourself into a category as far as like R&B and soul, rap, hip hop, trap soul? Do you put yourself into like a category and a genre of what people should be looking for from you creativity wise? Or are you kind of just out there and you kind of just go based off of the vibe of the week or maybe the vibe that you're in that period when you're making a project, when you're making music, and then it'll switch up at a different time? Or do you kind of just stick to the same lane with what it is that you're putting out? Because I know that there are a lot of artists out there that just stick to one lane and they do that one thing really, really great. And then you got other artists that they over here in January and then December drop, and then the next day, you know, they on a completely different vibe.
Okay. Now, that is a very good question. I would say right now, I'm definitely more of the, you know, trap soul, you know, rap music type of artist, because I do have rap songs. I just got them in a tuck right now. You know what I mean? I don't want to, okay, you know, drop everything all at once, so on and so forth. But I would say in terms of me, like, as I go further with this, you know, I do want to experiment a lot with my sound. Look at a lot of the great artists nowadays. Like, you know, at some point in time, there was a severe switch up on what they typically did. You have your Kanye West. He went from college dropout, late registration, graduation. Then he came with 808 and Heartbreaks. And like, a lot of people are like, they didn't like the album at first, but they come back to it, and they're like, oh, this is probably Kanye's best project. But at first, it wasn't accepted very well. You got artists like The Weeknd. You know, he had very dark music at first. You know, he's talking about all his content. Well, his content's still pretty drug-related, but it's a little more happy now. You know what I mean?
He got more into the pop area. And it's just like, okay, now this shit right
exactly.
here.
Exactly. He got more into the pop area. Of course, you know, Drake's very versatile. He can pretty much, he can do UK. He can do the poppy sound, so on and so forth. And then Tyler created with his last album. So, you know, I'm building my foundation right now. Like, people are listening to this music that I'm putting out right now. And the thing is, you know, I want to continue to build on that. And that doesn't mean, you know, if I have a project, I might throw y'all a little curveball on, like, track 9. See how y'all intake that. And then you kind of just move from there. Mm-hmm. But right now, I would say, you know, I'm going to keep going with the vibes, you know, that I got going out now. You know, probably a few more rap songs. Just to show my versatility as an artist. But right now, I would say definitely right now, just going to keep, you know, churning out similar music right now. And then, you know, as I go on, move forward with this, definitely will experiment, because I always say I'm a producer first. So, man, when I start making a beat, if I get the right vibe, man, you might get some reggaeton, you might get some New York drill or some stuff like that. You know what I mean? It just depends on the day, the mood that I'm in. I got all type of beats loaded up on this laptop. So, you know, we just go with the vibes. Go with the vibes.
I respect that, man. I respect that.
Okay.
Do you plan on, now that's just producers out of you, right?
Yeah.
Do you plan on working with, you know what I mean, you sending your beats up to anybody? That's how do you plan on going into that lane at all? or do you plan on sticking in just the, you know what I'm saying, rapper, producer, you know, both ways? Do you ever plan on like just going with, all right, let me try to see if somebody can hop on this beat type of vibe?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm already in the works with that. Shoot, just yesterday, I was recording with another artist. I made the beat for him, strictly the beat. I ain't dropped no bars on there or nothing. Also, another project that's probably going to come out later on in the year, I executively produced. So, like, I'm always down to work with more artists.
Wow.
I'm always down to work with more artists. You know, because it's just, if you look at it, it's another way to express yourself musically. Another source of revenue. But like I said, I was a producer first. Like, Metro Boomin's of the world, the Pierre Bournes of the world, like, obviously Kanye, because he's like just nuts with his production, so on and so forth. The Murder Beats, the 808 Mafias and stuff like that. Pharrell's, like, I'm in tune, like, I'm very in tune with that. So it's like that producer urge is always going to be there. That's always going to be there for me. So I don't think I could probably ever give up being a producer. So yeah, I definitely plan on working with as many artists as I can while I'm doing this, for sure.
All right. Let me ask you this, right? We got questions lined up.
Let's hear it.
How did you, for your latest project you dropped, Wonders, right? How many tracks did you have before? Did you have like a lot of tracks? You cut it down to the 10? Or were these like, okay, I'm like, these are the 10. Like, you recorded these 10 and like, boom, here we go.
Oh, so yeah. A lot of those beats are actually from like May of 2020, like May, June. So essentially, I made like a boatload of beats. Like, I made a whole lot of beats all the way up until like September of last year, after I finished my last project, Work in Progress. So after I finished Work in Progress, I made a whole bunch of beats leading up to about September. Then in September, I was just clicking through my beats, and I was like, okay, when I hear this, do I want to write to it, yes or no? So then I got to about, I want to say about 15 beats that I like, okay, this is project worthy. So then from that list, I was like, okay, so do any of these beats have anything in common? Because I like cohesiveness. With my projects, like if you listen to Wonders from start to finish, there's a lot of cohesion in terms of the sounds, the content, so on and so forth. So once I got that list of 15, I listened to all the beats and I was like, okay, this is something, they all have a similar sound. Then I cut it down to those, then I began writing, recorded, and then you got Wonders.
I respect that. I respect that a lot. That's just, I know most of the time, you know what I mean? There's like a, they may have like a smorgasbord of like 30, 50 something songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People may have recorded already in the stash. And like, okay, I got a project, you know, boom, boom. Like, these are ones I'm going to roll with. Now, guys, is there any storytelling? For those who are not familiar with your work, I know the first one, your title, the title of your first one, Work in Progress, that was one of them ones where you said you working, you know, it's one of your first ones you started, so it's a work in progress, you feel me?
Absolutely.
So I got to ask, Wonders, for those that have not listened, is there any storytelling or can they see stuff? It's not in that one. Would there be any storytelling in your upcoming projects that you got either working on or you plan on working on in the future?
Yeah, I do like the story tell. I like to have songs with content, like when you come back and listen, like, oh, I missed that like last time. Like, I like to get the listeners to learn about me while they listen to these songs. Like, just off the top of my dome, with Wonders, what's the song? Throwing Stones, like, I'm just, you know, talking about just how people will, you know, talk about you and look down upon you because you're trying to do something a certain way, and just, you know, how that they just throw stones at you because they don't understand, you know what I mean, type of deal.
Right.
Elation. That's a song, and that's content. It's just like, honestly, that's about a girl from back home, and like, you know, how we ended up, you know, just, I want to get you out of the hometown, like, but that's the mentality that you have, that's all you know, type deal, stuff like that. What's another song that's on there? Let me double check. Excuse me, y'all. Let me see. Cause I don't want to confuse the song. Cause when people go back and listen, they go like,
"Oh no, listen, man, you good, man, you good."
Let's see, "Fully Regrets." Obviously, just from the title, just me. That was just me in the situation that I had, and you know, just wasn't treating somebody right, and you know, that's the situation I kind of think about somewhat on the daily. And I usually don't live with too many regrets because you know, you just got to move forward sometimes, but. Honestly, that's just something that's just like, man, that might be the one situation where I might have fucked up. You know what I mean? Because that relationship at this point is non-existent. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with y'all. Like, I even try to reach out to her, like, "Yo, how you been?" Nothing. So it's just like, golly, you can't take it back. You can't take it back.
Yeah, hey, man,
we'll be. Yeah, and you gotta live really, with the decisions that you make. We was just talking about that. You gotta. Sometimes you gotta. You gotta pick up that bad and walk, and you gotta lay in
exactly.
it when you make it.
So. And then just another song, "Playing Games," is just about, you know, that was basically just a back and forth that I had with someone. Like, you know how it is when you mess with somebody for a long time. It's like, "Oh, I like you. I wanna mess with you. I wanna date you, but I'm not. But the other person isn't ready. But y'all still cool." So then y'all die off. Y'all come back. Now they're ready, and then you're like, "Nah, you did me a little janky. So now I'm off you right now." So that's kind of just the going back and forth.
It's crazy because of the song titles alone, these are relatable topics that he's given. We all got the "Full of Regrets." Everybody got that one relationship they wish they didn't do that person like that. Everybody got them.
Everybody got mm-hmm. one.
"Playing Games," like you said. You feeling somebody, she not ready, cool. Now she ready, you not ready.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody has these situations. Shit, us on here right now included, we had these situations. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So it's like, bro, like he's putting out
of course
relatable content that needs to be heard. That if those hear that, they're gonna be able to understand just off the title alone what's about to, you know what I'm saying, what they about to hear.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing for me. Is like when people listen to my music, I want them to connect with it. I want them to think, like when they hear the song, like, "Oh, this makes me think of XYZ that happened on this day at this time," so on and so forth. I want you to relate to it because, you know, like I said, for me, it's an outlet. So for me, it's just me being completely 100% honest with the people who decide to listen to my music. And, you know, that's why I appreciate when people do listen, because it's like they want to hear my story. And it's like, I'm just scratching the surface with this. Like, I got this this one song. Like, I go into a lot of different subjects. I go into subjects about my personal life, my relationship with my father, so on and so forth. Like, I like to be open with my music because the thing is, like, you know, a lot of people that make this music, they put on a persona, you know, they... rap. Some may rap about things that they don't do, or some just aren't vulnerable enough. But, well, you know, I want my fans to know me. I want to engage with my fans. I want fans to be like, "Yeah, if you want to know why he feels a certain way about this, go listen to this song." You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of how I want, you know, when people listen to my music, that's how what I want them to experience. Like, I want them to genuinely get to know me with every song.
And that leads into another question I had for you, because with seeing where you wanted, what you want to do with this, we can see a little bit of your heart, can see a little bit of your mind, your outlook. But one of the biggest things for an audience, for a following, is having somebody that they can relate to. So, like, on a daily. On a daily, just as a brief overview,
that's a great question. This is funny. I was actually talking to the dude that I do my marketing with, because it's just like, who the fuck is Sergeich? Like, who the fuck is Sergeich? But I mean, I'm no superhuman. I'm a regular dude from a small town in Maryland. You know, I do have you know, a typical old 9-to-5 desk job at the moment, which I do enjoy. You know, it's pretty cool, it's pretty chill. But I'm a laid back dude, man. I like the more relaxed things in life. You know, I'm watching TV just like everybody else. I love the show You. I love Stranger Things. Love to go to the gym. I'm very passionate. I'm a passionate person. For those who are into horoscopes, your boy is a Pisces. I know everyone hates us, but I rep Pisces gang very strong. And like you said, like I'm a very personal person. Like if someone were to walk up to me and, you know, they're just like, oh, hey, like I listen to your music. Like I'm the type I'm going to have a conversation with you. Like that's just me. I like to, you know, just be as open as I possibly can and, you know, just keep the vibes positive. You know, I pray every day. I'm into spiritual stuff. Like I'm a Christian man. Trying to be a Christian man, you know, we're not perfect. It's a battle every day, bro. You know, I'm just trying to just do right in this world. That's honestly all I'm trying to do. Keep my head down, stay out of trouble, stay focused, stay determined, and you know, get where I want to be.
Hey man, son, look, it's not, you got your, you know, I mean, you got, yeah, your head on the street. And that's the biggest thing.
Shout out to my mama. That's her work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, mom's always keeping us focused.
Always wanted to do this. Hi, mom. Hi, mom.
Keeping us on track, man.
You know, a lot of time, I mean, it's very easy out here in this world, man. It's very easy to get distracted.
Oh, absolutely.
What negative things? Whole nine, you know. Shit, we go through that daily. You feel me? We all go through that daily, man. You know, we got that one toxic person. Like, stay away, bro. Feel me? So we wind it down. We wind it down now. Before, you know what I mean, we end up wrapping it up. You got a new single out. You dropped on the 26th. Dropped on the 26th.
Yes, I did. Robin.
What or how did you come into creating that? And right, itself.
So in that one, you know, my typical process is I always make the beats first. Recently, I've been working with a lot of samples. So I heard that sample, just, you know, just the background melody. So I started, I already knew, I'm like, okay, yeah, I need to get in that little slower bag, so on and so forth. And then, you know, I laid down the kick, the snares, the hi-hats. Then I was like, played it and I liked it. And I was like, well, I feel like it's missing something. And then that's when I add that little background woman vocal. She's like, like, and I was like, okay, that's what it needed. And I was like, that's what it needed. And the thing is, like, originally, I wasn't even going to write to it. I was just going to keep it. In a tuck, maybe, you know, share it with someone else. But one day when I was like, okay, I'm going to write today, I'm horrible at labeling my beats. I'm so horrible at labeling my beats. And I had completely forgot about this joint. So I just clicked one of my files and I opened the joint. And I was like, ooh. And I was like, okay. Because I wanted to write like something a little slower that day. So then I was like, okay, so I'm feeling it. Then I was like, damn, I'm really vibing right now. I literally was just sitting here for like 5 minutes, just like moving my head to the beat. I was like, damn, I'm really vibing. So I was like, oh, maybe that's a sign. So then that's when I started, okay, what's going on? Let's set the scene of the song. So now that's when I was like, air real heavy with temptation, you know what I mean? And then, okay, so the temptation in the air. Then I was like, she take a sniff for the sensation. And that can be interpreted however you want it. She's like, right. is she smelling that temptation too? That making her feel in some type of way? Or she in the bathroom sniffing that coke, you know what I mean? I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm talking about number two, because there was a start, and that's just a straight up story. When I was in the Towson, bar, Shardy pulled me in the bathroom, and she was like, "Just hold this real quick." I'm in the whole woman's bathroom, like everybody drunk as a skunk. Shardy pulled it out, bro.
on there. Then she pulled that shit out and took a whiff out. She's like, "You want some?" I said, "Fuck no, I don't want none of that." But you got it. So that's kind of where that came. And I was like, she took a sniff for the sensation. And I was like, okay, so we're getting somewhere. Then after that, you know, the rest is history. I just wrote that joint out. And then now y'all got vibing on all streaming platforms.
Hey, man, we respect it. Like, again, like, you putting personal things that you went through into that. Like you said, most of the time these rappers, they got cap in their rap. You feel me? They not giving the realness, you know, the real them. They giving people a facade. You know what I mean? Something that's not true to them. And I asked that.
They giving somebody else's story.
And that's not the type of music that we want. You feel me? We want realness in our music. And that's why when we get on here, man, I like you said, man, you share your personal stuff. I like sharing my personal stuff on here as well. Just to show people, like, man, you can relate to me, you know? Everybody goes through relatable things. You know, I want you to feel comfortable when you listen. You feel me? So, Andre, you got any other questions before we get this wrapped up?
I mean, I'm going to be real with you, man. Like, it went really, really, really good today. And we covered just about everything. We covered just about everything. And I'm going to clap it up. Let's get a round of applause for Geech. Because for this to be your first interview, man, you were really comfortable. You flowed right into it. And a lot of my follow-up questions and some of these questions, you were so comfortable with how you were answering them. It just flowed naturally and genuinely, and you answered those. So I don't really have any extra follow-up questions. He kind of went really in-depth the way that we needed you to. Mm-hmm. And you gave us what we were looking for.
Gave 100%, people, bro. Gave first interview, man. Like I said, bro. Not everybody come out their first time around and do this. I remember the first time I recorded, man, I was nervous as hell. You know, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was nervous. So I had to take a little shot to calm the nerves a little bit. Yeah, but you know, you came here, man. You did your thing, man. We appreciate it. You feel me? Now, we always close out with some inspirational stuff. We're gonna try something new. We're gonna let Geech close us out. Before we do, you got to tell the people, where can they get in contact with you?
Okay, so all my socials are Sir Geech, no spaces, all lowercase. So it's SIRGEETCH. I have a Twitter. I remade a new one. But my Instagram, I'm primarily on Instagram. So please feel free to reach out to me. I have my notifications on. I always want to, you know, talk to people who are listening to my music, and you know, I genuinely like feedback. So please reach out to me on there. And then I will be creating a TikTok as well very soon. Want to bring you guys some behind the scenes content. You know, just show you how I make music, and you know, just, you know, get your feedback on beats, on, you know, when I'm rapping, so on and so forth. Because I want to be really engaged with the people who are taking time out of their day to listen to my music. So I want to bring you the product that you want. So I will be on TikTok very soon. So once I post on TikTok, I'll obviously post to my Instagram. But the thing is, that name will be the same thing, all lowercase, Sir Geech. But in terms of inspirations, I would say just chase your dreams, everyone. Like, really, really do this, because we really only have one chance to do this thing. You know, BBK is here with this podcast. You know, I'm doing music. And the thing is, I think the scariest thing is getting it started and putting it out there. I was extremely nervous when I put out my very first song, How You Been. And the thing is, I was like, oh, what are people going to think? And, oh, do I want to hear the criticism, so on and so forth, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, like, it doesn't really matter. Because there's an entire world of people who can see the product that you have. You just have to put it in front of them and they will find it. Because a lot of the times, you know, we have our close circle of people, and, you know, those are the opinions that matter. But it's okay. Everyone that you know is not going to be a fan. Everyone that you know isn't going to support. And the thing is, it's okay. But for music, I would say specifically, it's like, if you're an artist that's upcoming, the music that you make may not be for them, and that is okay. you can try to relate to everyone, but sometimes your music is just not going to relate to everyone. So the most important thing is when you are stepping outside of your comfort zone with whatever you're doing, whether you want to be a TikTok creator, an Instagram model, a musician, a producer, a podcaster, the most important thing that you have to do is just get it out there. Like, get it out there, because this world is huge. This world is huge, and I didn't realize that till I started putting marketing dollars behind my music and creating ads. I got people listening to me in Brazil, Mexico, Amsterdam, France, and I'm like, do they even know what I'm saying? But hey, it's all good. It's all love, because the thing is, those are genuine people who enjoy my music. So you have to find the people who are going to enjoy your stuff, but you can't do that unless you get it out there first. So don't be afraid. Jump off that porch. Take that leap of faith. Just get it out there.
100%, bro. We agree with everything he just said. I ain't going to cap, man. We agree with it. But like I said, bro, we're going to be back with a new episode very soon, man. Hope y'all enjoy this one.
Appreciate you guys, as always, for letting me come through, share this moment with you, share this platform. And I hope this is the first of many. Of course. Maybe we'll regroup in a couple months, see where I'm at, see how things are going on both ends.
100%, man. Man,
I will do. Ooh, we rhyming on
here. Stay true. Stay you.